All right. Well, in case you haven't been here, I taught a couple of weeks ago in this series we're doing, Women in Jesus Ministry. And my name is Sheila Erton. I am pastor of adult ministry here at the OKC location, which means I am Sunday morning in the Sunday school area. And then on Wednesday nights, I'm in the classroom area. And I also get the privilege of leading our intern and grad resident programs here, which keeps me young and very tired sometimes, but I love it. So, and summer's pretty busy in that area. But I'm so glad that I get to come and take a break from that and teach you all this summer. So, just some reminders, if you haven't signed in or if you didn't register, there is a QR code back there. That just helps Dana know who's here, who's registered, and it gets you on the list for next week so you don't have to sign your name. So be sure and do that. There are still tables with some items, a few free items, some for $5, so check that out. Dana also has the handouts for the past 2 weeks. So if you missed either one of those weeks, you can pick up those handouts. And just so you know, if you have Facebook, Dana has posted the recordings of the first two lessons on there, so you can go back and look at that, hear that, listen to that, and so you can have a handout to go with it. If you don't have Facebook, these are actually posted to the Crossings podcast channel, which you can find on Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, and Spotify if you have it. So that's just a little another way to find it if you want to. So take note of that, and thank you to the person who was that gave that to me. No, thank you. So she let me know because she was trying to find it for some of her folks. So good to know. There's water and goodies available back there. And then next week will be the last week for the summer session. But you just get a little break. And before you know it, we'll be kicking off the fall. So just take a little time to take a break and then plan to come back in the fall for our studies then.
When does the fall one start?
It'll be the first Monday after Labor Day, right? So September 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, September 8th. All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. But before we do, let me just say a prayer for us as we enter into this time. Dear Lord, we come to you now, and we are so thankful for a time that we can set aside in our busy lives to come and just learn more about you, what your word has to say, what your word has to say for us, Lord. And this morning, as we go over maybe a familiar story to many, may you speak to us in a way that we learn something fresh and new from you and something that we can take with us as we live our lives for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I have a question for you. Raise your hand if you remember a time that you were preparing for something big. Okay, so you were planning it. Maybe it was a dinner party, a birthday party, some other kind of event. And you felt like you were doing all the work by yourself. Raise your hand. Anyone? All right. Keep your hands up because I'm going to extend that question. Out of those who raised your hands, how many of you were just a little bit resentful that you felt like you were having to do it all? But listen to me, in all honesty, you kind of like to be in control. Anyone? Okay. All right. Me too. Just ask my family. I've gotten a little better as I've gotten older, but I really still have to struggle with it. Well, today we're going to read a passage from the book of Luke about two sisters. One who thought she was doing the work that needed to be done, and one who is actually doing the most necessary thing. And as can happen with siblings, one of the siblings told on the other, yeah. Right? But we're going to find out the response she received was not what she expected. So has anyone in here told on somebody for not doing something they should be doing? Anyone? Okay, if you have siblings, the answer is yes, right? Okay, I used to teach school. And so on a daily basis, I would have my informants, right, that would say, Mrs. Erton, David is not turning in his paper. Or, Mrs. Erton, Linda is not getting out her book. Or my favorite was, Mrs. Erton, so-and-so cut me. Now, what they were talking about was they cut him in line, but they would just say they cut me. So my answer, not really full of compassion, and probably not what they expected, because I would be like, is there any blood? And they'd be like, what, you know. Anyway, I taught little, so easy to confuse and have a little fun, right? So our story today also results in an unexpected response from a teacher. In this case, our teacher is Jesus. So our passage is from Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. And before we read it, I'm going to give you a little background on this passage. Now, at this point, Jesus in his ministry, he and the disciples were traveling around teaching the gospel. And so during this time, Jesus would also pull his disciples aside to teach them, because they didn't know all of it either, right? They had had just their time with Jesus. So as he was teaching others, he was also teaching the disciples. They were learning just like everyone else. So before we get going, let's talk about the definition of a disciple. Okay? So I looked in Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, right? And it says, someone who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines, the beliefs or teaching, of another. So that's the definition of the word disciple. This can be anything from what people believe to just information, how to do something. Okay, these would be beliefs or teachings. In scripture, when we're talking about a disciple, and in this passage specifically, we're talking about someone who has accepted and learned or is in the process of learning the teachings of Jesus to help them share it with others. In other words, they're learning from Jesus in order to help spread his teachings. And that's what the disciples were doing. Now, they've come to a town called Bethany. And we're familiar with town Bethany, yeah, right? We have one close. All right. And some friends, Martha and Mary, invited Jesus and the disciples to come to their home. Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus were friends of Jesus. And you may remember another story where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. So these are the same siblings. So this, throughout the journey, Jesus and his disciples depended on the hospitality of others. So this would not have been unusual. They would often go to the houses of believers to eat or to rest or stay. And what was unusual, though, during Jesus' ministry, is that there were folks, many of them women, who followed and provided for Jesus. You see, Jesus had a countercultural approach to include women in his ministry. And that was not common at that time. But all throughout his ministry, and we'll see that here today, Jesus lifts up and treats as equals those who are considered to be in lower positions in that society. And this includes women, children, those who were sick. All right, Jesus lifts them up. So we're going to read the scripture. And in this, Jesus is teaching his disciples, and someone else decides to learn from him as well. So let's read this together. Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. So we're going to look at this passage and just do some observations to see what we can see. And not only what Martha and Mary were doing, but also how Jesus responded to them. Kind of just seems like a story about two sisters focused on different things, which causes one to get on the other's nerves, which happens, right? And that may be true. But the real story is one that Jesus teaches Martha and Mary, and the one we can learn from as well today. So, what do we see first? Well, seems obvious, right? First, we see that Jesus is teaching, and Mary decides to sit and learn from him. Why did Mary do this? Well, you see, Mary realized that the teacher, as they called Jesus, was saying things she wanted to hear and she needed to hear. Mary sitting and listening to Jesus would not have been normal, remember, in that culture. And women were not seen as valuable. They were not allowed to be in learning situations with men. So this is very odd. But Mary wanted to be a disciple. You see, she sees the value, and her desire to learn from Jesus was greater than her desire to fit in to the culture. The other learners would have all been men. But her action fully fits the pattern of a disciple. Mary makes a choice that wouldn't have been popular with Jewish society, nor was it popular with her sister Martha. But that didn't stop Mary from choosing what is better, the necessary thing. This would have taken a lot of courage, wouldn't it? So we're going to continue verse 40 and see what we see here. Second thing is we see is that Martha, Mary's sister, was not too happy with Mary sitting and listening to Jesus instead of helping her. Now, I have to say, you know, we can all kind of relate to Martha a little bit. They have guests. They invited guests. She's getting things done, right? So I don't want Martha to get just a totally bad rap here, okay? She was doing something that needed to be done. I had two sisters, one older, one younger. I am the middle child. You can feel sorry for me. All right. I have experience preparing a meal, and one of my sisters is sitting there doing nothing. All right. And I have to admit, I've been a bit frustrated in those moments. In this instance, there was more going on than just preparing a meal. What Martha does next, I'm not sure I would have done. But she seemed to be comfortable enough with Jesus, enough to ask him, "Do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." I have to think this is just how comfortable people felt around Jesus. Comfortable enough for Martha to whine to Jesus about her sister Mary. But not only does she whine, she asks Jesus to get on to Mary for not doing what she thought she should do. That took some boldness, didn't it? But unlike Mary's boldness, Martha's was misguided. You see, Martha's heart posture was different than Mary's. And this resulted in her priorities being different. And Jesus proceeded to teach Martha about that thing, the necessary thing. So as we go on, verses 41 and 42, and I'm going to read these, but the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her." Jesus is so good at connecting his teaching with the situation that is happening. Martha's doing what? She's fixing food. And Jesus relates that to that by using the word portion to describe what is good. The master teacher. And what we see in this next passage is Jesus pointing out what is in Martha's heart. And he's directing her priorities to the right order. This order is different than what Martha thought was important. And he does this with a statement. He starts with, "Martha, Martha." I have to say, I love how Jesus says her name twice. He wanted to get her attention, but it's also a sign of affection, isn't it? And for those of you my age, does it not bring up the Brady Bunch with Marcia, Marcia, Marcia? All right, just had to say that. Every time I say it, Martha, Martha. He continues on, "You're anxious and troubled about many things, But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Now, in our world today, being busy is almost expected, isn't it? We only have a certain portion of time each day, so when we have a moment to rest, we tend to fill it with busy work or things that don't bring really value to our lives. I don't know about you, but I find it very hard to just sit and rest. Don't you? Okay, I'll tell you a story. Saturday, I was at the house all by myself, which just very rarely happens. And so I was reading a book, which happens a lot, actually, because I have to read a lot of books. But anyway, I was reading a book, and all I had, I didn't have anything else on except the ceiling fan, which was kind of making a noise, kind of that rhythmic noise, you know? And all of a sudden, I found myself dozing. And so I dozed for a little while, and then I woke up, and I was like, oh, I got to get back to reading, you know? And then I was like, wait, I'm still tired. So I adjusted my pillows, and I took a full nap. All right? I'm telling you that because, honestly, I can't remember the last time I have done that. I really can't. Why? Because when I'm usually sitting and resting, I'm thinking about what I need to be doing. And if I'm not actually doing it, it's still happening right here. Is that how it is with you? It's how our lives are. But that's what Jesus is saying is important, right? Not just resting, but resting and listening to Him. Taking in His word, learning from Him, which is how we become a disciple. Remember our definition of the word disciple: someone who has accepted and learned or is learning the teachings of Jesus and helps to spread those teachings. Jesus said, one thing is necessary. That's pretty specific. What is that one thing? What is that priority? What is your heart focused on? That one thing is listening and learning from Jesus. You see, we have to do that first so we know the why of why we are serving. What Martha was doing by serving wasn't wrong, but in this situation, her reason for doing it was wrong. To her, the many things of the chores or preparing for a meal was more important than learning from Jesus and hearing the word of God, filling her portion with busy work instead of choosing the good portion of listening to and learning from Jesus. Her heart posture was focused on who? Herself. And on Mary. You know, Martha was focused on what she was doing and what Mary wasn't doing. And because of this, she lost her focus on Jesus and His teaching. Jesus highlights two specific things in verses 41 and 42. He first talks to Martha about what is necessary. We all know food is necessary, right? Not having food is not anything any of us desire. Our bodies do need food to survive and thrive. Food provides energy and nutrients for our bodies. It provides the ability for us to function. It is important. But this leads to the second thing, and Jesus acknowledges this as well. But He compares the importance of spiritual food to the importance of physical food. And so to help out with this, I created a little graphic. It's on your handout. Just comparing what Jesus talks about with earthly food versus spiritual food. You know, earthly food, we need it to survive to talk about this. It's part of our lives. We actually make plans around food, right? Yeah. I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. Are we planning the restaurants we're going to go to? Yes, we are. We are. We make plans, right? Food's good. Provides nutrients for our bodies to function. And it can also cause us to worry, can't it? Maybe if you don't have enough money for food, you're running out of food. Maybe you don't know where it's going to come from. It can cause some worry. Maybe you provide for others and you worry about that. There's some worry with earthly food. But in contrast, we have spiritual food. This spiritual food is provided by Jesus, by his word. It's a need that will never go away. It's eternal. We have the need. Sometimes we might ignore it, but we have it. This spiritual food changes our heart and the why for how we live. It provides nutrients for us to live our lives in service to God, so that energy we need to serve him with the right heart posture comes from that spiritual food. And that spiritual food is always needed. And you know what? It can remove our worry. Sometimes we focus on earthly needs more than our spiritual needs. Jesus is stating that spiritual food is important because it is a need that will never go away and a need only he can fill. Listening and learning from Jesus, being his disciple, gives us the spiritual nutrients and energy to serve in a way that glorifies God and do it with the right purpose and the right heart. Jesus is saying here that the security of home, the expectations that come with that in our lives, must take second place where commitment to the Son of Man is concerned. Jesus expects us to follow him, not by frantically doing religious activity on our own strength. Instead, we must give ourselves to him for him to work in us, to trust in him to provide our needs instead of depending on ourselves. We see one more thing in these passages, and this is a beautiful thing. This is our Jesus, because Jesus shows patience and grace toward both Mary and Martha. You know, Jesus could have hushed Martha when she was like, "Jesus, Mary's not doing what she should do. Tell her to help me." He could have hushed her and said, "We'll talk about this later." Or he could have said, "Mary, why don't you go help Martha right now? Maybe you can join us later." Instead, he stopped what he was doing to patiently teach Martha. He didn't shame Mary for sitting and listening to him. The culture of that day would have been fine with either of these options. But instead, Jesus patiently taught Martha what was important. And you know what? Everyone else in the room was able to learn this as well. Mary, the disciples, he was teaching them all. So what can we learn from this passage? What is our application? Well, first, we can see that our desire to learn from Jesus, to be his disciple, should be important. It should be an important part of our lives. It should be a priority. Learning from Jesus changes our hearts so we can do things differently in a way that is dependent on his strength and shows a willingness that points to who? Jesus. How do we do this? Studying his word. You know, Mary had a heart focused on learning. Martha was serving, but her heart wasn't focused on the why she was serving. She was more worried about the act than the purpose. We need to make sure our purpose is to focus on Jesus. Secondly, we can learn to not worry about things. Easier said than done, right? In our world, oh my goodness, we can probably each list 10 things right now that are on our minds all the time. Some of you may have some pretty heavy things going on in your life right now, things you don't have control over. But Jesus is very clear about worry, and he gives a solution that will work at any time. He says, "Come to me. Come to me. Come to me in prayer." Whether it's something small or something big, even if it's something to whine about like Martha did, she still went to Jesus, didn't she? Jesus wants us to come to him for our worry, for everything. Just be prepared for him to answer you honestly when you do. The third thing that we learn here is we need to let Jesus work on our hearts before we work our heart out for Jesus, right? The work needs to be done first by Jesus. Allowing Jesus to help us set our priorities so we can spend time resting in him and hearing what he has for us to learn. That's being a disciple. The fourth thing we can learn, and our little chart showed this, spiritual food from God's word is more important than the physical food of the world. Other things are necessary, but God's word is the most necessary. And it's the food that will never go away. And this food ensures that our service to him is a result of him transforming our heart, which frees us from comparison or competition with others and allows us to serve him. And finally, and in our world today, this can be kind of hard, the pressures we feel. But know that learning from and following Jesus, it may require you to step outside of your comfort zone or the comfort zone of what culture says is important. Remember that we have a Savior and a teacher who showed us this example. His ministry was countercultural to that day. So we don't have to worry. He will give us the strength to do what is necessary. Now, we can't be too critical of Martha here, ladies. And the question a lot of times when this passage has been taught is, are you a Martha or a Mary? And the truth is, we're all both. We can never say, oh, I'm totally always a Martha, or I'm totally always a Mary. That's just part of our lives. But that's why it's important to go to Jesus for the strength that we need. Whether we're serving like Martha was, or we're sitting and listening like Mary, what's important is the posture of our heart. Who are we learning from? Who are we focused on? If we're focused on Jesus, then whether serving or learning, they're going to be done in the right way. We can be disciples of Jesus by taking in the spiritual food he offers in his word. It's the food that is eternal, provides nourishment for our spiritual journey. It removes our worry, and it really does. And it changes our hearts and how we live. We're going to close today by looking at two more verses in the book of Luke, chapter 12. And I actually put these two verses together. They're not sequential in this chapter, but I wanted to put them together because I feel like they really confirm and direct us to the right priorities of our lives. So we're going to look at verse 22 and then jump to verse 31. All right? I've got them up here, and I'm going to read it first, and then we're actually going to say it together because I want you to personalize it. Okay? So I'm going to start where those three little dots are. That's where we jump to verse 31. So starting with verse 22. And he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. You see, these verses set our priorities. They guide us not to worry about earthly things. Instead, focus on the priority of God's kingdom, learning from his word, talking to him in prayer, being a disciple or learner of Jesus, and God will provide what we truly need, including his strength, to do the things that honor him through serving others. So we're going to say it one more time. And when we say it, we're going to say it together out loud. And where it has insert your name, you're going to say your name because the Lord is speaking to you right here. All right? So here we go. And Jesus said to Sheila, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Instead, seek God's kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Ladies, this is the most necessary thing. Let's pray. Oh, dear Lord, we are so thankful for your word. Your word that teaches us, that guides us, that helps bring up those safeguards when we start going outside, Lord, and trying to depend on ourselves. You offer in your word your teachings to show us where our priorities should be, that our heart should be directed to you, and then that brings the why of everything we should do. So as we go about our lives, Lord, I just pray that you will speak to us, that you will guide us, that you will lead us to constantly come to you, Lord, when we're worried, when we are learning, when we are teaching others, Lord, that you will always bring us back to you so that we are focused on the most necessary thing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, so, ladies, I did some discussion questions this time. Okay, so, because some of you like to do that. So if you want to do that at your table, stay and do discussion. You've got these four questions. I'll leave them up here, but they're also on the back of your handout. So if you'd rather do that, if you're more comfortable taking them home and just kind of ruminating over them and talking to the Lord about them, you're welcome to do that as well. So it's whatever you wish to do, but feel free to stay in here. If you want to do group discussion on those questions, you can stay in here and do that as long as you need until you need physical food. Take care of your spiritual food, all right? Okay, thank you, ladies. Next week, Lynn will be here to teach our final lesson, all right? Thank you.